Areas hit hard by flooding earlier this month are still struggling to recover. The highest water on the Tanana River in 41 years flooded homes in parts of Salcha and Fairbanks and Nenana, where nearly the entire town was inundated. Nenana Mayor Jason Mayran says the flood has taken its toll on local people.
For probably 3 weeks there, we went 10, 12, 14-hour days, 7 days a week until we got a real good handle on things. And just the last 4 or 5 days, folks have been back to relatively normal schedules.
Mayran says Nenana's roads are largely passable again, but that recent rains have kept water from fully receding.
You know, we're still at the point now where we're still pumping water out of basements and crawl spaces. The ground got saturated during that flood event, and the water has just got no place to go right now. It takes a couple of weeks for the water table to drop back down once the river goes down. It's got a little bit of a lag behind it. So there's still a lot of standing water, especially in the low areas, but it is going down a little bit every day.
Mayran says many Nenana residents are busy cleaning up and repairing their homes. The state is helping to cover the cost. The Division of Emergency Services reports that 189 individuals have applied for assistance, most in the interior. 39 people have been provided temporary housing. Mayor Mayran says one of the major problems facing the community is silt that entered the city septic system with floodwater. He says it's been tough on pumps and other components.
We managed to get everything kind of running, but they're tentatively running. We're not sure how long they're going to last.
Mayran estimates damage to Nenana public infrastructure, including the septic system, roads, and public buildings at between $2 and $3 million. Affected structures include Nenana's cultural and civic centers, the city offices, police department, and dock buildings.